As we're about to enter into Yom Kippur and complete what has been a beautiful journey over the last 40 days with Shofar, with Slichot, the Rosh Hashanah, with Aseret Yemei Tshuva, now with Yom Kippur, there's something that we can think about over the 25 hours of Yom Kippur that will help shape our mindset for the upcoming year. We know that Yom Kippur, of course, is when Moshe Rabbeinu comes down the mountain and the Jews finally get kapara and forgiveness for the Chet Egel. And that's the precedent for Yom Kippur being the Day of Atonement. And then Torah, in the narrative of Moshe Rabbeinu, comes down the mountain, he returns with this glow. Kikaran or panav. He has this glow, this radiance to him. And of course, the rest of the world thinks that's where we have horns, but karan or means he had a radiance. Where does this radiance come from? And the truth is, we're not the first to ask this question. The Medrash asks, where does Moshe get this radiance from? And one answer is from the Luchos. Rabbi Brechia Omer Min HaLuchos. He explains the Luchos were on which we have the Aseret HaDibros were 6 tefachim long and 6 tefachim wide. Moshe held on to the bottom 2 tefachim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu held on to the top 2 tefachim. And in those middle ones is where Moshe got the Koran Or. A little bit out of reach of Moshe Rabbeinu. A little bit what he's aspiring to be from the unattainable. Not from what he was able to do, that's the bottom. Not from the top, that's what Hashem can do. But from the middle, it's something that we can think about what we reach for. But there's another Medrash as well. Another answer the Medrash explains that Moshe Rabbeinu got this Koran Or min ha-mi'ara, from the cave itself. What does that mean? Moshe Rabbeinu has spent time with God. Alone time. And that those moments they had together, it gave him a glow. It gave him a radiance. What the Medrash is explaining is that Moshe Rabbeinu had opportunity to spend a little bit of solitude with Hashem, which is not easy to come by today. It's not easy to have a little bit of alone time. And in addition to being alone, Moshe Rabbeinu had the opportunity to bask in that radiance. There's a lot of things in our lives that give us joy. But what gives us a glow? What gives us a radiance? What gives us a Koran Or? Moshe Rabbeinu spent time with Hashem and that gave him a Koran Or. These two ideas, both of what we reach for, what's a little bit above us, both spending time with Hashem, this is Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is all about the radiance that we can get from spending alone time with Hashem, time with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in davening with our machzorim, with the Ashamnus and the Alchets and the Avoda and Kol Nidre and Ne'ila. It's time when we think about what our goals, our aspirations and our dreams are, what are the tefachim that we reach for. And when we think about it in these ways, Ki Hine Kachomer, we say in Kol Nidre, in the Piyut, that we give testimony, which could be that we were created uniquely and now we're lamenting that we're a shattered vessel. Or it could be sung with joy that each one of us could shine brightly. And that's what we'll celebrate over Yom Kippur, the anniversary of Moshe returning, that we aspire to greatness, that attachment to Torah and to Hashem, that time that we'll spend in the cave will give us a beautiful radiance.